We are conducting a thorough independent review of the process, and it would be irresponsible for us to rush to judgment before that review is complete, he said in a statement. Tom Perez, the chairman of the National Committee, placed blame directly on the Iowa Democratic Party and Mr. Price. Troy Price was doing his best, but it wasn't enough, Mr. Perez said in an interview with the Times on Sunday, noting that while the national and state parties work in partnership, the Iowa Democratic Party is ultimately responsible for administering its own nominating contest. The DNC approved Iowa's delegate selection plan, but left the state party to determine on its own how to collect and tabulate caucus results, Mr. Perez said, adding that the national party did not test the state's app or set standards for training or preparation. Mr. Perez said he was not responsible for what state parties and their leaders do. I do not conduct a performance evaluation of every party chair, he said. Asked whether the DNC would increase its scrutiny of other caucuses run by state parties, including Nevada's, in less than 2 weeks, Mr. Perez said he would implement all of the lessons learned, but did not specify how. Some of the roots of the Iowa debacle stretched to 2016 when Mr. Sanders finished a fraction of a percentage point behind Mrs. Clinton in the state's caucuses. He and his allies were furious. Their caucus night data indicated that he had won the popular vote, but there was no way to prove their case. Precincts only reported how many delegates should be allotted, without the underlying vote totals. And there was no mechanism for Iowa Democrats to recount caucus results because the state party did not maintain paper records of them. In 2017, the DNC formed a commission to propose changes to the party's presidential nominating system, including the way caucus results are reported. The Iowa Democratic Party tried to comply with the National Committee's orders, which were enacted in 2018. But the two organizations sparred over how the state should address the new requirements and what role the National Party should play in Iowa Democrats' affairs. Since the disaster Monday night, the DNC has said it took a hands-off approach to the entire operation, but an email from the summer obtained by the Times indicates that the National Committee tried to involve itself in preparing for the caucuses, in particular with security.